You are listening to Strictly Sports with Jumping Ho.
The major point from Jurgen Klopp's first public address when he joined Liverpool on October 8, 2015 was, "We must turn from doubters to believers." Looking back at his time at the club, and you can't help but agree with him, as he has done what no manager has been able to manage at Liverpool for 30 years. He has brought home the Holy Grail. He has won the English Premier League title and has also done so in spectacular fashion, winning the title with 7 games to spare and also becoming the first German to win the top flight title in England in its 131-year history. What makes it sweeter is the fact that this is coming after winning the UEFA Champions League title the previous season. Interesting. Hey, welcome to another episode of Strictly Sports. My name is John Bino, the hard tackling and the super dynamic pivot maestro. A combination of Makalele and Xavi, N'Golo Kante and Andre Pelu, where intensity and tenacity meet craftiness and guile. And we'll talk about Liverpool today and their journey to that title, that elusive 19th English Premier League title. You know, Liverpool fans are always singing, "You will never walk alone," and all. They've had to walk alone for 30 long years, and just when they thought they had their hands almost grasping the trophy, the pandemic struck, and the world of football, the world of sports in general, was affected. The English Premier League had to go on a long break. And then there were stories coming from the French Ligue 1 that PSG had been crowned champions. Then we had those in support of Liverpool saying, "We are now declare Liverpool champions." But the anti-Liverpool fans were all, "No, this season must be ended. This season must be completed. Otherwise, we declared null and void." And then stories came all the way from the Dutch league that the league had been scrapped and no winners declared. And people were also saying, "Okay, Liverpool fans, are you going to go with the Dutch league now?" But then, thankfully, we had the football back. And for Liverpool fans, exciting times. Now the journey. For Liverpool, they have played 1,149 games since the beginning of the 1990-1991 season. That is about 103,410 minutes of action on the pitch, excluding injury time. Now, all these in a bit to get that elusive 19th title. They have a win rate of 52%, having won 595 of those games, scoring 1,968 goals in the process, with an overall goal difference of plus 822, and they amassed 2,075 points. What a journey that has been for Liverpool. Now, the interesting thing is that all but 28 of those wins, 70 of those goals, and 86 of those points were ultimately amassed in a vain attempt at league glory. Gotten close so many times. So many times. Not to forget when Steven Gerrard slipped, Dembaba took the opportunity, gave Chelsea the first goal in that game back in 2014. Then Fernando Torres passed to Willian to wrap it up just a couple of minutes before the game ended. 2-0 in favor of Chelsea. You know, they also threw away another game against Crystal Palace with Dwight Gayle putting them to the sword. And then last season, another one came very close as well. But Manchester City were just so excellent, so wonderful, and, you know, so magnificent in their performance last season that they were able to keep that title away from Liverpool for yet another year. But this time around, it wasn't to be for City. It was to be for Liverpool. Chelsea helped them to wrap it up, though. There's a number of points Liverpool have claimed from a single opponent over the 3 decades. It's the 108 points that they have taken from Tottenham Hotspur from the 60 encounters between the two sides. They have also gotten 105 points against Everton, their Merseyside rivals, while West Ham have had 101 points taken from them by Liverpool. Liverpool also have a 100% win record against the likes of Brighton, Cardiff, Huddersfield and Notts County, but the highest they've played against any of these sides is 5 games, and that's the one they've played against the Seagulls. Unsurprisingly, the sides that have done the most damage consistently to Liverpool's title aspirations since that 1990-1991 season are Manchester United, Chelsea and Arsenal, and they've all won this title multiple times. Interestingly, for Liverpool, they have just a 29.3% win percentage against fierce rivals Manchester United, who have beaten them 28 times. in their 58 games since 1990-1991. Now, Birmingham and Wimbledon are also two teams who have been major thorns in the red side, with a 21.4% and 26.3% percentage against these two teams. For Liverpool, no season, of course, of the last 30 has matched this 2019-2024 efficiency. In fact, no league campaign in English history is comparable to this Liverpool's current one. And when you look at the way things have been for them, their average from 1990-1991 season to 2018-2019 season for wins, 19.57. For this season, to compare, 28. Draws, 9.72. For this season, 2. Losses, 9.14. For this season, 1. Goals scored previously for these other years, averagely 65.45 per season. This season, 70 so far. Goals conceded, 38.83. So far this season, 21. Points amassed over those seasons, averagely 68.57. For this season, 86. The win percentage for those seasons, averagely 50.81. For this season, 90.32. Liverpool have been one thing this season: efficient in front of goal, and also, you know, pretty much solid at the back as well.
This is Strictly Sports with John Pinho.
Now, since the start of that 1990-1991 season, 239 players have represented Liverpool in the top flight. Jimmy Carragher is the one with the most appearances, 508. In the top 10 are Steven Gerrard, Sammy Hippier, Pepe Reina, Steve McManaman, Robbie Fowler, Jordan Henderson, Lucas Leiva, Martin Skrtel, as well as Jimmy Redknapp. For the goals, one man tops that list, homegrown talent Robbie Fowler. He scored 128 league goals for the club over two spells. In the top 10, we have Steven Gerrard, Michael Owen, Mohamed Salah, Luis Suarez, Ian Rush, Fernando Torres, Sadio Mane, Roberto Firmino, Dacot. Now, one man who deserves a worthy mention is Steven Gerrard. And, he tried so hard to get his hand on this elusive 19th title, just couldn't. But he was the driving force behind two of the major trophies the club have lifted since 1990. That's the 2004-2005 Champions League, as well as the 2005-2006 FA Cup. And you know the one, that miracle at Istanbul, the 2005 Champions League final, where they came from 3 goals down to score 3 goals in 6 second half minutes. They went on and to win that particular tournament and title on penalties. Now, some managers have come and gone, but excluding Graeme Souness, who was only in charge for the final 5 games of 1990-1991, four managers have taken Liverpool to within one place, of league glory during the past 30 years. Gerard Houllier, 2001-2002 season, Rafael Benitez, 2008-2009 season, Brendan Rodgers, 2013-2014 season, and Jurgen Klopp, 2018-2019 season. All but Roy Hodgson, who didn't last a single season in the job, and Brendan Rodgers, who came agonizingly close, won a trophy with the club. And for Jurgen Klopp, it's quite fantastic what he has done and how far he has brought this club in terms of achievement and giving them that 19th title that eluded them for so long, 3 decades. Now, Liverpool have also done a lot of buying, a lot of spending, and in total, £1.47 billion spent on players from 1990 until this last transfer window. And when they got the man Takumi Minamino. Of course, there has been the good, the bad, and the ugly for Liverpool. For every Luis Suarez or Virgil van Dijk, there is a Toben Pechnik, a Bruno Giroud, and a Sean Dundee. And when you look at the big money disasters, many of them have been forwards. Andy Carroll, gotten for £35 million, 6 goals in 44 league games. Christian Benteke, going for £32.5 million, 9 goals in 29. Or the man they call Super Mario Balotelli, gotten for £16 million, where he scored one goal in 16. Their most prolific period when it comes to signings was between 2005 and 2008, where they got the likes of Pepe Reina, Dacot, Lucas Leiva, Fernando Torres, Mark Gonzalez, Jermaine Pennant, and a few many people won't remember the likes of Gabriel Paleta and Sebastian Leto. 40 players in just 3 seasons under Rafael Benitez, and inevitably, the Bills have piled up between the 18th and 19th titles. Now, it is very important to note now that the Reds also got back. They recouped a sizable amount of that money through player sales in the region of £936.6 million over these 30 years. Now, interestingly, some of the best players that came into that side between 1990 and 2020, you know, are the ones who didn't get anything. Academic graduates, Gerard, Robbie Fowler, Jamie Carragher, Michael Owen, and Trent Alexander-Arnold. Now, at the other end of the scale, we have the likes of Alisson, Van Dijk, Naby Keita, the top 3 biggest deals the club have made in this time, with all 3 playing a prominent role in bringing this elusive 19th title. But you know the way it is. Players will come, players will go, Barak will remain. Is that not what they said? That's not the way it is. Yeah, they say, Soja come, Soja go, Barak will remain. So now in this situation, players come and go. But the constant at any club is its fans. You will never walk alone. The slogan of that club. And the Liverpool supporters, they've had to wait for so long now. They've had to wait. And imagine all the near misses and what they had to go through just to get to this point. But as it stands right now, it is wonderful that those fans who were there when they got title number 18 are now, you know, some of them, many of them are still here right now. They waited, they stuck by their team even though they didn't really win too much besides the 2004-2005 Champions League, the 06 FA Cup, and then more recently the League Cup they won, and then also winning the Champions League, the Club World Cup as well. But there was one title they were waiting for, one title they needed to get, the English Premier League. Because Manchester United, you know, for Liverpool, they blew so much. The lead they had was just so much ahead of Manchester United in terms of top flight league titles. Manchester United came into the fray and started going and going. Got to 13. And Liverpool had not even won just one Premier League title. Because Liverpool were stuck at 18. Manchester United kept on moving and moving. I remember back then when Manchester United won their 19th title, as when they dethroned Liverpool finally, and it was Oliver knocked off the pitch. But now at least Liverpool can say that they've also gotten a Premier League title, even though they still have a long way to go before getting to the big boys in terms of the English Premier League. Manchester United, Arsenal, Manchester City, as well as Chelsea. But that's the way it is. For Liverpool fans, they can bask in the euphoria of the fact that they've also won the English Premier League and title number 13 that took 30 years to get, and also another, you know, couple of months, which seemed even longer than the 30 years because of a COVID-19 induced break. And they can look back and say that at least we did it, and we have our hands on the title right now. They got the likes of Sadio Mane, Roberto Firmino, Mohamed Salah, arguably the most fearsome attacking trio in the world right now. They have arguably the best goalkeeper in their team, Alisson. They have arguably the best defender in Van Dijk, arguably the best fullbacks in Robertson, and that man who I admire so much, Trent Alexander-Arnold. They have a formidable midfield as well, and a coach who knows what he wants and good to what he wants, and also knows how to get the best out of his players. Let's not forget what Jurgen Klopp did when he was at Dortmund, you know, taking the title away from Bayern Munich, not once but twice, you know, after Wolfsburg had done it at one point. And then even though his time at Dortmund didn't really end well, you know, that guy suffered. Now wherever he had a very good player, Bayern Munich would just come and snatch that player from him. They snatched Mario Götze, Robert Lewandowski, Mats Hummels, and so on. He lost some very big players, but he knew how to, you know, groom the young players, bring them into the squad, give them confidence, take the game to Bayern Munich. He won a couple of titles back there with Borussia Dortmund, and then he came all the way to Liverpool And for Jurgen Klopp, what a journey that has been for that man. A journey it has been for that man. He was able to, he lost his best player, arguably, at Liverpool back then in Philippe Coutinho. You know, back then to Philippe Coutinho decided to go to Barcelona. Decided to go to Barcelona because he felt he wanted to win the Champions League. He wanted to win a big title. He hasn't won the Champions League there just yet. But for Jurgen Klopp, he was able to bring in players. He didn't really bring a direct replacement, but he brought in some major players, and they've been able to help him to get him there. And it's fantastic what that man has done. The journey of Liverpool, 30 years to get to this point. Fantastic ride. You will never walk alone, the words of their fans. And right now, they're having the time of their lives.
This is Strictly Sports with John Pinho.
That's it for today's episode of Strictly Sports. Thanks for joining me on this fantastic sports ride. John Bion is my name, and I am the Super Dynamic Griffin Maestro. Don't forget to spread kindness around wherever you find yourself. Also, practice social distancing, wash and sanitize your hands, and stay safe. Bye for now.